comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
ABBEL.com.
He still believes the American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are here with Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson from the very popular show HGTV's Married to Real Estate, Season 3. Can you believe it, Egypt?
I can believe it, you know, because when you're having fun, it doesn't seem like work, right?
You guys are so great together. First of all, I've never talked to anybody named Egypt, so this is quite a treat for me, number one. But you guys are in Atlanta, Georgia, and where were you when I was in Atlanta doing a morning show on Z93, and I went belly up on a piece of property that I bought? Where were you guys then?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it depends on what year it was. But we were probably in New York, which is where we started on the radio.
So. Oh, okay. All right. No, listen, Mike, I don't know if you've run across this before. We were in Marietta, Georgia, and we had an old Georgia farmstead. Okay. And it was a beautiful piece of property. I think it was three and a half, four acres, had a tennis court. I mean, it was perfect. It was surrounded by a modern subdivision. So they had built this subdivision around this historical piece of property. So you can imagine how easy that was to sell.
Yeah. I can just imagine. You know what's interesting about Georgia? Well, we first moved to Georgia, and the real estate agent at the time was taking us to all these towns. I would see that exact thing. And one of the things she said to us was that some folks just love being in certain areas. They don't care what the surrounding looks like. Yeah. You know, you can go to one block and everything is dilapidated. Then the next block is a bunch of million-dollar properties. They just want to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, Marietta is where our office is located. But I'm curious, back then, whatever year that was, what 5 acres was going for? You said 5 acres?
Yeah, like 1989 was when we that's when we tried to sell it. That's when we tried to sell it. We tried to sell it in 89. We tried to sell it in 90. We tried to sell it in 91. We tried to sell it in 90. We held on to that property until we almost gave it away. And, I mean, it was pretty affordable at the time when we bought it. But, I mean, I have no idea. What is an acre going for in Marietta, Georgia right now?
an acre in Marietta, Georgia, just the land.
Yeah.
It's going for about a quarter million.
Oh my gosh.
Just the land. And if because people are looking for properties like what you just described.
Right.
I mean, that 5 acres in Marietta, depending upon what's on it right now, is definitely over, you know, maybe one and a quarter million at least, depending upon what the house is on top of it. It could be, you know, upwards of over 2 million. So, maybe that was God trying to tell you something. So hold on to that property back then.
Listen, you know, the people that Mike's talking about, you know, that find a place and they want to stay there. These people are not in radio. These people are, they don't understand how radio people move around, and I probably should have too, but we're talking to Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson here in the National Defense, HGTV's Married to Real Estate Season 3. And Mike, I was watching the debut episode that you guys have for this season, and I'm sure you run into these people all the time, and you guys handle it so well. This woman had to have terracotta. I gotta have terracotta. I mean, what do you, when you run into people that have, you know, I mean, maybe that's a good idea, maybe it's not. If it's not, how do you talk them out of that?
Listen, I go, hey, listen, I hear you out. I hear exactly what you want to do, but you and my wife should have a discussion just in case, because I don't want to get in between the two of you. But it's all about hearing what the client wants at the end of the day, right? And if we can show them something better or explain to them why it might not work, that's the goal.
I mean, this is the Pinterest HGTV generation, so everybody is like a junior designer
in their head, and
that's fine. We want to honor that. We want to respect that, but I can't let you make costly mistakes. But yeah, Mike usually points at me for the hard conversation, just so you know.
That's probably a good idea, especially when you're dealing with a homeowner like that. Have you ever had a situation where it looked like everything was all set up, ready to go, and it blew up in everybody's faces?
Thankfully, no. Thankfully, we have not had that situation. We're kind of ready for everything, but we have had homes that tried to take us out. We have had homes that tried to blow us up. Yeah.
Mike, where did you get your training as a construction guy and as a builder?
Well, I have been doing construction and building since I was a little kid. I was working with my uncle and my grandfather, who had their own construction company at the time. And, you know, in my teenage years and as an adult, I was with the sheet metal workers trade, Local 28 in New York City. I was there for at least 8 to 10 years. And then when we got to Georgia, opened up my own company, Jackson Draper Renovations, and now is what you see on TV.
Okay, then, hey, talk to our guys for a second here, and our girls, because our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. When they transition out, listen, there's so much push right now. Transition out. Learn those skills. Become a builder. Become a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we have such a shortage in this country right now of people who do what you do, Mike. What would you say to them?
I would say to them, do not be afraid of a trade. It is not a bad thing. It's actually a lot of money in these trades. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to downsize when you see these guys sitting on the end of a block, you know, eating their lunch on the ground. That's because they enjoy that. They actually have a bunch of money in their pocket, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The electrician field, the plumbing field, the carpentry field, the roofing field. There is a lot of money to be made there. So, to be honest with you, I would hope that everyone would get into a trade, to be honest with you. I can't tell you how many emails I come across and say, man, I wish my son or I wish my husband knew how to change a doorknob.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part of that, right? You got a lifetime skill. You know how to work on your own house.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know welders that make upwards of $200,000 a year.
Absolutely.
Plumbers who are bringing home $250,000 a year. I mean, I know it's a dirty job sometimes, and, you know, maybe they're not coming to work in their suits and white collars, but guess what? These guys are, they're almost irreplaceable, because you just can't find folks worth their weight in trades anymore. So when you find a good one, they stay working.
Yeah.
They really do. You know, I heard, I'm not going to say names, but, you know, but I heard a very popular wealth advisor on television say, you know, the name of the game used to be go to college. college, get your degree, and find you a really good job at a good company. And now the name of the game is graduate, learn a trade.
Yeah.
You know, buy a house and go back in and go to college virtually.
Instead of spending your life paying off a student loan.
Paying off debt. Yeah, well, now, see, I want my kids to go to school, too, so let me say that quietly. I want them to. But at the end of the day, it's just diversify. And I think, having more than one career is going to serve anybody well. And even redefining yourself, at a certain point. Mike and I both used to be radio personalities.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. In New York?
Yeah, so I was on the radio in New York, VLS and Power 105 in New York, big stations.
Great stations.
Mike was a radio DJ, and he would be a nightclub DJ, but neither one of us knew that the other was pursuing, another career because, unfortunately, you lose a job in radio and you got to move across the country to get a new one. So you got to have a plan B in the next chapter. And mine was being a real estate broker and designer, and his was being a contractor. We didn't even date. We didn't even date when we were in our other fields, by the way.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good idea, though. That's probably a good idea. And it's funny you mentioned that about radio, because that's why I feel such an affinity doing this show for the military, because radio people, especially morning people, you move as much as actively deployed military do. I mean, you're 2 years there, you're 3 years there, and I don't know if you guys have ever spent any time in San Diego, but I worked there for a few years, and that's one of those places that you go, why did I ever leave?
Oh, wow. No, we haven't been there yet.
Oh,
we haven't. Is that gorgeous?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, the land of the Chiefs, which I love. We got 7 inches of snow on the ground. So, San Diego pretty good.
So right about now, you start missing that. We do want to thank everybody for their service. We really do. We have family members who are retired Navy, who are active Marine, active Army. And so we know just how much you guys sacrifice and pour in and keep us safe. And so Mike and I really just want to say thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. You guys are awesome. Egypt Sherrod, Mike Jackson, and season 3 of HGTV's Married to Real Estate. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
me. We had a lot of fun with you. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. Your podcast.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, you know, it's a new year and a renewed focus on our finances. Ugh. You know, and there are reports out there that suggest inflation is improving and families are still seeing their dollars not go as far as they once did, especially at the grocery store. Well, Wounded Warrior Project knows how higher prices can impact veteran families, especially veteran families. And they increase their financial education efforts to help warriors navigate their finances with confidence at no cost, absolutely no cost to the warriors and their families, as they always do. Julie Soares is the Associate Director of Financial Readiness at Wounded Warrior Project. Hey, Julie, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on, Randy. I appreciate you. And yes, we definitely have been listening to our warriors and their families that we serve, and financial strain has really been just an increasing challenge for the folks that we serve.
Yeah, and you know, it just it seems like it keeps going up and up and up. Talk to us about how big a problem finances are right now.
Yeah, you know, it's just really, it's hard to kind of get your mind around just how intense the problem has become and is continuing to become. You know, we survey our veterans and have been for over 10 years.
Yeah, trying to great survey.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We are proud of it. Appreciate it. And we share the data, right? So everything that we survey, we share with as many nonprofits and government agencies as we can, so we can all kind of wrap our arms around this together, right? Our latest survey that we released last year, that was speaking to 2022 data, found that 6 in 10 of our registered warriors reported that they couldn't even make ends meet.
Wow.
Incredible, right? And then half of the warriors, right, like 46% live paycheck to paycheck, so no financial reserves, which is just unbelievable. You know, you'd really hope that this group would have a little bit extra to save and just are not in that situation. They're real challenges, and we have identified some solutions and tools that we can help equip our warriors with.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those solutions and how Wounded Warrior Project is helping.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. Yeah, our entire financial wellness program has a number of layers, which really is just lovely because we kind of tackle as many of the problems or challenges that our warriors face from different angles with specialists that focus specifically on those things. So our benefits team can help our warriors with specific benefits challenges. We have a financial readiness team specifically that's built and geared with financial education specialists who are familiar specifically with the challenges that warriors and their families face, you know, whether it's abrupt exit from service and expecting the income to continue and they don't, or you know, just budgeting challenges, credit repair challenges, those things. And then we also have a team that helps with career counseling, right? So the warriors and their family members, even family service members that have had transitions and have, you know, struggled to find, you know, stable employment or things that have been underemployed, we assist with those as well.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking to Julie Soares here, the Associate Director of Financial Readiness at Wounded Warrior Project. And, you know, this is a group that should not have to ever worry about their the financial situation. And the financial education part, Julie, talk to us about how important that is.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Yeah, so we actually, what we found is that the warriors that we're serving are dealing with some of the most basic personal finance issues. These are not sophisticated challenges that warriors and their families are experiencing. It's really just the basics of personal finance and budgeting and savings and debt management. These are not things that we are taught a lot of times, right? They're things that we've learned through our family or, you know, different habits of friends and things, not necessarily the best way to handle these. And so our financial education specialists and our financial readiness program are they're the best in the program, essentially, where they can really tailor the specific help tools and resources to that warrior's experience and journey.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends of mine that have great ideas on how I should spend my money, and they're all dumb. but now, Julie,
best price ever, right?
Right, exactly. No shortage of ideas. But have you found out, has this education program helped?
Okay, yes. So thank you for asking, Randy. Yes. And not only has the program been incredibly impactful, so nearly 2,300 veteran families used the financial education services in 2023. And we have actually expanded our program. We are now a financial readiness program where we have even more specialists. So we are gaining a ton more traction and seeing an increased interest every week with more warriors coming into the program. Last year, we were able to reduce the debt on average for each family by over $2,600.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is significant. I mean, this program, yeah, I mean, Wounded Warrior Project always steps up to fill, you know, whatever needs and gaps for, you know, their heroes. And it's such a, that's why we love partnering with the Wounded Warrior Project, because you guys do such a great job. And so from what you're saying, Julie, financial education is just so needed for everyone, right?
Correct. Yeah, Randy. I mean, if you think about it, like you said, right, our friends want to share these kind of funny tips and tricks with us. But at the end of the day, that really is just the foundation of stability for our warriors, is making sure that they are financially healthy, that their families feel secure, that they have those basics, right, of just living and having that kind of Maslow's hierarchy met so that they can enjoy some of the other amazing programs that we have to offer as well. But we really realize that that critical need of getting that family financially stable and having the comfort of just knowing that they can take care of the basics and then helping to empower them through that journey as well, right? Like continue to use those tools and resources to help themselves and their family. And then through a lot of our programs as well, we really focus on that camaraderie aspect. So hopefully sharing good tools and resources with others as well versus, like you said, you know, the neighbors giving
right.
you advice and all those things. So
yeah, I've got all my money in Beanie Babies. Is that probably not the best move?
We need to talk to that friend. No.
Hey, Julie, thank you so much for joining us. And as always, you can learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org. Have a great new year.
You too. Thanks, Randy, for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Okay, I'm talking. funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and the Emmy Awards last night, the 75th airing of the Emmy Awards. And it's, you know, it's been a weird few years, of course, and with the actor strike and the writer strike and finally getting things underway last night. And a few surprises at the Emmys. We have Adam Glassman. He's with us. He works for Extra, is a creative director for Oprah Daily, and Extra was all over it last night. Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Still standing. It was a terrific award show.
I was going to say, you probably haven't had any sleep, have you?
I have slept. I slept a bit, yeah. But that's what it's about. But I will say the red carpet, all of the major stars came. Extra got them all. Billy Bush is the best interviewer I've ever seen, and it will all air tonight. And there were a great amount of gorgeous gowns and handsome fellows on the red carpet.
Yeah, and I thought Anthony Anderson did a great job of hosting.
Brilliant. Anthony did a great job. He knew how to be funny. He knew how to move it along.
Yep.
He knew, and his secret weapon was his mother.
That was hilarious.
Well, the show. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so good. And he, you know, every time I see him, he's good. You know, he's just, I don't know, he's just that person that you can always rely on to be funny and do a good job.
Yep, I agree.
Hey, so, all right, so Succession, big night for Succession. Not so big for Ted Lasso. Was that surprising?
I don't think so. I mean, The Bear and Succession, they were tied for the most wins, so they each got 6. Beef was the second that got 5. Ted Lasso, you know, they have won a lot of awards through the years.
True. That's true.
They really have. Yeah.
And I love, I just recently started watching The Bear, and what a great show that is.
Or have you moved on to season 2 yet?
No, I'm still in season 1.
Okay. It's good. Wait till you get to season 2.
Yeah.
Really good show. Don't you feel the anxiety of being in that kitchen with them? Don't you feel that?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, and I've talked to a couple of people that try to watch that show, and they say it's just too stressful for me.
It's stressful. I know. Well, what about Beef? Have you watched Beef?
I have not seen Beef yet.
I highly recommend it. It has stress levels, too. If you drive a car, and most of us do, and you have road rage or moments of thinking you're going to have road rage, you will like Beef.
How about outstanding actress in a comedy series that went to
Jennifer Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge, yes. She was so great in The White Lotus.
She is so great in The White Lotus. And by the way, so grateful for the work, for being in 2 seasons. And everyone asked her, are you sure, Tanya, your character is dead? Are you not coming back for 3? She hoped that it was a bad dream and that she would come back for season 3, but we've been assured that she will not be. She really brought a lot of great fun to that show.
Oh, she really did. She absolutely did. We're talking to Adam Glassman here on the National Defense. He works for Extra. He's the creative director for Oprah Daily. I want to ask you about your Oprah Daily job. So what is Oprah Daily?
Oprah Daily is the extension. It started out as the Oprah Magazine, and we have been around for 23 years.
Wow.
And we are now called Oprah Daily because, you know, we are mostly digital and social and print. So it's the entire world of Oprah at OprahDaily.com.
And Adam, I read where you've got the greatest job. You get to call people and tell them, as a company, that they have made Oprah's favorite things list at Christmas. I mean, that's got to be just fantastic.
It's the greatest job. No, the greatest job is hunting and sourcing for the products first throughout the entire year. Then Oprah selecting them, or in some cases saying, I don't like it. I go, really? You don't like that? I thought for sure you'd like that. And her reminding me that it's called Oprah's Favorite Things, not Adam's Favorite Things. But then when we tell the vendors and the sellers, it's fun. And Oprah oftentimes surprises them, and you see, like, their heads doing double takes. Is that Oprah online with me? Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and I know that because our show is mainly for active duty military veterans and their families, and a lot of the people that you surprise and put on the list are veteran-owned businesses, right?
We do. We have some of them. There's a fabulous brand called Shinery that's been on the list 2 years in a row, the last 2 years, and they are veteran-owned, yeah. There is not a stone unturned that we look under and around for great product to present to the world.
How is Oprah?
She's good. She looks good, don't you think? Have you seen her at all these award shows?
She's fantastic, yeah. And, you know, boy, that would be – we'd love to have Oprah come on this show and talk to the military. Man, I mean, there's so many Oprah fans around the world, and we reach all of them. So please pass that along.
What about The Color Purple? Have you seen The Color Purple yet?
Have not seen it yet, but I have some friends that have seen it that loved it and were not aware that it was a musical.
They were were not aware it was a musical. I know a lot of people are not aware it's a musical, but I think that a lot of studios are almost afraid to say out loud, this is a musical. Even Mean Girls, the new Mean Girls that just came out this weekend, is a musical, but
yes,
they're not marketing it as a musical. I know.
They are
because
not.
Because it was a musical on Broadway, and it was translated twice on Broadway beautifully as a musical. But if you had not seen it, you would not realize it. But it's well worth seeing it.
So who was the, in your opinion, Adam, who was the best dressed on the red carpet last night?
My opinion, I would say one of the best dressed was Perry Russell from The Diplomat.
Oh, sure.
The elegant, classic and chic, really like Hollywood royalty. And then I thought Suki Waterhouse, pregnant as can be, carried off that Valentino Couture like it was nobody's business. Really gorgeous.
Yeah, it's just a fun night, and once again, just a great break from everything, from the news, from the weather, and it always comes along at a good time, I think, for everybody, especially after the writer's strike.
A little warm, Randy. I won't say it was a little warm because it was tented, but once they got the air circulation correct, it was perfection.
Adam, thank you so much for all the info and continued great success with Oprah Daily.
Great, Randy. I appreciate it, and everyone should tune in to Extra tonight for full coverage.
And you know Dr. Paul. Who doesn't know Dr. Paul? I mean, the guy's been on TV, I think, for the last, I don't know,
12 years.
12 years. That's great. And the incredible Dr. Paul you've seen. And now there's a new show, and it's starring Dr. Paul and his son, Charles, who's also with us. Charles, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Hey, listen, thank you guys so much. This is going to be great. It's the incredible Paul Farm, which debuts January 6th on Nat Geo Wild and will drop the following date on Disney and Hulu. And this is a show about a 350-acre family farm that you guys are doing from the ground up. Dr. Paul, what do you know about farming?
Well, there's a book out, Never Turn Your Back on an Angus Cow. That tells you a little bit how everything started. But I grew up on a dairy farm. And so, yes, once you learn it, it's just like riding a bike. You never forget. And, yes, that's how we started up again, because we just love to have animals around. You know, we've had horses here for 35 years or more. And Charles grew up with sheep. We had a goat at one time. We had the emus. So Charles started it all up again around the clinic then in about 30 acres in one piece.
And where is this farm, Charles?
It's in central Michigan, not too far from Mount Pleasant. Pretty close to the clinic, so I have good veterinary coverage for the farm, which is important for everyone who wants the farm, is to have that great. Luckily, I have that kind of built in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I saw the trailer for this, and I love it when you said, you know, you farm and you learn, because that's exactly what happens. I live on a horse ranch, and you know, there's so many things that you don't know, right?
Right. The known unknowns. That's what I like to say. And we definitely ran into quite a few of those. It was a real educational experience, and it teaches you, it gives you confidence to be able to do it, but you realize that it's so important to continue this tradition of farming in this country, because it's not something where you can just read out of a book and understand it. There's
right.
A lot of knowledge that's been gained over the years by people doing this work in trial and error that's going to be lost if people don't continue it.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Paul and his son, Charles Paul, about the incredible Paul Farm. And this is just still on the heels of the incredible Dr. Paul. And, I mean, Dr. Paul, are you ever going to retire?
I don't know. This is the thing. I have taught myself to do things that was not taught in college. And we have a lot of Amish clients around here that have a lot of animals, And yes, what I have done with them is just do things that, you know, not always is done in the field, you could call it. But when you're successful, they talk to each other. They don't have phones, but they talk to each other. And that keeps us busy. And I try to, you know, have other veterinarians, you know, learn it too. But it's not something that you learn overnight. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, how many times approximately have you stuck your entire arm up a cow's butt?
Oh, that's too numerous to count.
I mean, you do things on this show that is just amazing to me and my wife, and we love the show. We watch it all the time. And the other thing that we take away from that is you are incredibly strong.
No, not really. I just work smart. When you are, like I said, when you're not strong, you got to work smart. So it maybe looks like that you're strong, but you make sure that you have, you know, a son like Charles around who is strong and can hang on to a tail when you need to.
Well,
because I tell you, it's important to know how to restrain animals when you're working in the fields with them.
Well, and that's what's going to be interesting about this new show, The Incredible Pole Farm, because, Charles, you've always been kind of tasked by your dad to go and do all of the, you know, the dirty stuff and those kind of things. I mean, you're kind of in charge of this farm, right?
Yes. This is, it's definitely the first time. When I grew up, we had a family farm animals and, you know, different things that I was responsible for. But this is the first time that it's like 100% my responsibility. And, you know, I had a lot of friends from back in California that were just like, why do you have a farm? Are you nuts? And to tell you the truth, I've never slept better, a more sound night of sleep than when I've been working on the farm for a day.
Yeah, I can believe it. We had a horse boarding facility for a while. And when you finally do get to sleep, I mean, it is a restful night of sleep. And Dr. Pohl, I can imagine you get, I mean, as a vet, you get calls all night long, right?
Yes. That's not always emergencies. When Diana and I started this practice here 40 some years ago, we were 80% dairy. And yes, there were nights that, you know, I was up till 1 o'clock and at 4 o'clock we came out of bed again. But the family farm, and this is what Charles started up with his hobby farm, the family farm is gone. They now get mega farms and, yeah, they don't call as much because cows at that time become in a number. And they have enough that many times they have a veterinarian on staff all the time. So, yes, what we see now is just, you know, small animal people that suddenly see something wrong with the animal and then call us, and we just try to help them out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible work that you do, and this is going to be such a fun show. It's The Incredible Pole Farm debuts January 6th on Nat Geo Wild. Charles, best of luck to you, man. What is the number one thing that you've learned on this farm so far?
Oh, boy. I think it is that forget what you think you know. You're going to learn so much more because, you know, I came into this having experience working with my dad for the last 10 years, and I thought, I'll be able to do this pretty well. And to tell you the truth, I was shocked at how much I learned over the course of 2 years doing this. And I want to let everyone know they can watch as well on Disney Plus and Hulu on December 7th.
So good. Thank you guys so much for the time today.
And I want to thank all the military for their service, so thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you guys have a great new year.
Thank you, Andy. You too.
You too.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hi. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Craft season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Reading Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Back in the news here, and let's talk about, first of all, some of these accusations. She, in 2022, she accused her dad of staging Kaylee's drowning. She said, I can see him standing there with her in his arms and hand her to me and telling me it was my fault. She was heavy, she was cold, but he didn't rush to call 911, and he wasn't trying to resuscitate her. You know, a couple of questions come to mind. That, number one, why bring that up again against your dad? Because she's free. She was acquitted, right?
Right, right. So I can't say, I'm the last person to try and get into somebody's mind and get into their head, especially someone I've never spoken to. I've never talked to her. But if you think about it, Randy, if you were to Google most hated mom in America.
Right.
Casey Anthony's name comes up and she knows that. So she's been in that prison for 10 years. And so, you know, what would you do to break out of that prison? And, if you think that, you've been mislabeled or what, even, or if you don't feel like you have, you're going to do what you can to try and break free of that. She's still a young woman that got a whole life ahead of her. She wants to somehow have some control over her image, I think.
Yeah, and by the way, this is going to be part of the two-hour special tonight. Casey Anthony's parents, the lie detector test, simulcast on A&E and Lifetime. How did you find them? How did you find the father? Was he a nice guy? Was he receptive?
Yeah, they were very cooperative. Both George and Cindy Anthony were cooperative, and they followed my instructions. they seem to be a typical couple, obviously, with who've been through a lot.
Yeah.
George tends to wear his emotions on his sleeve a little bit. And, you know, they do argue a bit. Just like you see them on TV, they're kind of like that in real life. You know, hey, it's a couple that's been through a lot, and tensions do run pretty high sometimes.
Yeah, and I would think, too, George, we're talking to George Olivo here on the National Defense, retired FBI agent, also served as senior polygraph examiner for the L.A. division of the FBI. So you've done a few of these, and you've got the experience to back that up. And I saw, I was fascinated in one little snippet I saw of this, of George undergoing the lie detector test, when you asked him if he had covered up Casey Anthony's disappearance or if he knew where she had been, right?
Yeah, Kaylee, yeah. It's kind of confusing. The names are the same. Kaylee,
yeah,
Kaylee,
right.
Right.
But he seemed to hesitate on that.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was a good clip. It kind of gets people thinking. He hesitated, and I had to challenge him on that, not to drill him necessarily. I'm trying to prepare him for the exam. That wasn't the examination where I'm collecting the physiological data, by the way. We were still trying to work through the questions I was going to ask him.
Gotcha.
You know, in a legitimate real polygraph, Randy, you obviously have to review every question thoroughly first. And we call it scoping the question. So if I was going to ask you, did you rob that bank? I might spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes explaining that question. What bank? What do I mean by rob and all that? And that's what you were watching there. I was scoping the question, and he was struggling with it. And so you're right, he did. And so, you know, for deceptive people, obviously they struggle with that. But for truthful people, what happens is they're sitting on that hot seat, and they get pretty nervous, and they kind of get in their own way initially when we're trying to work through these questions. And so George is maybe sitting there thinking, what do I know now and what did I know then? He's asking me what I knew then, but I know more now.
Right. And
that line gets kind of blurred with people sometimes.
Right.
And so you got to work through it. And that's what you were seeing is the two of us, me helping him work through that. I'm asking you, ultimately we ended up focusing on the word conceal, right? That's what your focus should be on that question. What does it mean to conceal? That's going out of your way to keep a secret, George. And he finally came, you know, to understand it that, okay, even as I sit here now, I didn't conceal, but I know now where she is, you know, where she was,
sure.
But I didn't know then. And that's what I think is going on there. But no doubt, a deceptive person is going to just struggle with it, trying to, you know, find a loophole.
Yeah, and as your time as a polygraph test operator, I mean, I would imagine that over your time, George, you've certainly learned if somebody is just nervous or somebody is anxious or somebody is deliberately not telling the truth.
Correct. Yeah, there are definitely deception indicators. Another job I had in the FBI, I was an adjunct instructor. I would go from different divisions in the FBI, and I would teach. I was a subject matter expert in interview and interrogation, so I would teach interviewing and interrogating. And with that, of course, comes the verbal and nonverbal indicators of deception. And what we once thought was pretty reliable, you know, the global indicators like general nervousness, no eye contact, things like that, we, you know, initially we would think in the past, aha, the person must be guilty. They must be lying because they look so nervous. Well, we don't see those things as very reliable anymore because truthful people are nervous as well.
Right.
The truthful person is most concerned or you can even say afraid of being blamed for something they didn't do.
Hey, did you ever see that show Lie to Me? Was it Tim Roth?
I may have seen that was a while back.
It was a great show, and they always you know provided those kind of tips for people that are you know definitely lying. You know when they say when they say yes and they're nodding no and those kind of things.
Yeah,
right.
That's called a that's one of the tells. You know that's a. The verbal, nonverbal, when it's incongruent, they'll nod yes and say no or things like that. That's definitely one indicator of many. It's called a disconnect, verbal, nonverbal disconnect.
Well, I got to tell you, this is going to be, I can't wait for this this program. Casey Anthony's Parents, the Lie Detector Test, simulcast on A&E and Lifetime tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Well, I guess we'll get all the answers tonight, George. It's fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.